Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new week. This is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. This is your week of testimonies. Testimonies on every side, testimonies from up and down, testimony from south and west. Every corner you face, testimony will face you. Testimony will look for you. Testimonies will go ahead of you. The Lord will surround you with testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All that concerns you will speak goodness. It will speak wonders. It will speak breakthroughs. It will speak breakthroughs on every side and testimony from every corner. In the precious name of Jesus, I'm excited this week. Something great and wonderful is going to break forth in your life. Be encouraged. Maybe you had some challenges in the past week or things didn't go the way you expected. Refuse to stay down. Listen, it is only those that refuse to stay down and keep aiming high that get up. If you will not stay down and you keep stretching to go up, you will get up and you will rise high. I see God taking you to higher heights this week. What didn't work for you last week will work well for you this week. You will experience goodness, favor, mercy, help from every corner this week. Your losses of last week will be doubled this week with progress and testimony. Turn around in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, welcome. God bless you all. Now, my prophetic prayer proclamation scripture for you this week is 1 Kings chapter number 5 and verse number 4. 1 Kings chapter number 5. And verse number 4, Solomon speaking here, he said, "But then, now the Lord, my God, had given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence." In other words, God has given me so much rest that evil occurrence is not permitted. I'm so much at rest. I'm surrounded in the state called rest that there is no adversity. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a state God can put you. There is what God can give you as an infrastructure in this kingdom, which is called rest. It's different from you resting. When God give you rest, everything will be at peace. When God give you rest, you don't stress. When God give a person rest, what others are struggling and being killed to get, they get them with ease. One of the things that rest bring is ease. Rest brings safety. Rest brings comfort. I pray for you today. Everywhere crisis had been looming around you, we command crisis to end and we decree this week, God will give you rest. I mean, rest on every side. Rest in that marriage. Rest over your children. Anything causing you unrest, you will see them no more. In the name of Jesus, God will give you rest in every area of your endeavor. In the business, you will enjoy rest. In your ministry, you will enjoy rest. In the life of your children, there shall be rest. The Lord will give your household comfort, ease, blessing, breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where evil occurrences have been happening one upon another, where it looks like every season there is always an expectation that something bad will happen, it will no more happen. We abort and abolish that order. That cycle of negative events, negative occurrences is abolished, aborted, destroyed. This week there shall be no negative news. You will not be involved in any negativity. Sorrow will not visit you. All through this week and beyond, you will not cry the cry of sorrow. You will not mourn over anyone and anything that is bringing you joy. You will not mourn over anyone around your life. I prophesy by divine scripture and divine authority and scriptural proclamation that this week and beyond, everything that is called adversary that might be planning or have initiated the process of evil and downfall for you, in the name of Jesus, it will not speak. That evil agenda will not prosper. That assignment of the enemy will not succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now look at this. In the New International Version, 1 Kings chapter 5 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, and there is no adversary," no more adversary or disaster. I love that part. So this week, in the name of Jesus, disaster is far from you. Calamity is far from you. Your children will not be involved in accident. You will not be involved in accident. Anything that is called evil will not be associated with you. God will give you rest in such a way and in such an order that everything around you will speak peace. It will speak blessing. It will speak ease. It will bring joy. It will bring promotion. It will bring testimony. Anyone or anything that wants to rise as an adversary, the Lord will stop them. The Lord will pull them down. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every adversary that have been running after your life or pursuing you for trouble, in the name of Jesus, such adversary is arrested. Such adversary is destroyed now by the power of the Most High. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we raise a standard against evil oppression. We raise a standard against the agenda of adversity. We raise a standard against every operations of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Decapatos in Cruzia Azuzia Jekambranta Kalo Briketos Caparati Legedina Zamanza Pratuvia Paracoto Shkeli Krandus Kina Mangla Teke Peretela. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Experience joy, experience rest, experience peace, experience progress. This is the week of new things. This is the week of favor. God will bring you into divine connections that will open doors unto you. Opportunities that will take you to new heights. Opportunities that will bring that thing you have been running after is opening up in new dimensions and in new order in the name of Jesus. This scripture will not just come to pass now. It will come to pass forever in your life. God will give you rest on every side and there will be no adversary. Adversary will not be able to carry out their enterprise against you. They will not carry out their enterprise against your children. They will not carry out their enterprise against your health in the name of Jesus. And more importantly, you will not become an adversary to your own life in the name of Jesus. You will not become an enemy to your own testimony. You will not become an enemy to your own progress. You will not become an enemy on the pathway of what God wants to do in your life. This is that week for you. There shall be no evil. There shall be no disaster. There shall be no calamity. There shall be no trouble and sorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody say louder, amen. Instead of evil, experience blessing. Instead of negativity, experience promotion. Instead of adversity, experience advantage. God will bring you into a state of advantage by favor. Advantage by favor. Advantage by favor. Where you have submitted an application, advantage by favor. Where you are trusting for an opening, advantage is coming by favor. I speak over your life promotion, advantage by favor. This week, gain and enjoy advantage through the mystery and the ministry of favor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not hear bad news. It will only be good news. It will only be good news. It will only be good news. You will not receive any negative correspondence. It will only be the one that will bring advantage. God will give you advantage by favor. And it is done. As advantages come, you will advance. Hey, glory to God in the name of Jesus. And everybody that believes and receives this, shout a louder, bigger, amen. Glory to God. Welcome. Listen, believe this declaration and believe this proclamation. I want you to go in this week with your heads lifted up. Something is happening this week. It will give advantage to me. It's only going to be a week of advantage to me. I'm enjoying advantage this week. And that will be the order of the day in your life. Well, if you like to receive this daily prophetic proclamation, this weekly prophetic proclamation rather, there every week, you can be part of our prayer community on Telegram. I want you to be part of it. A lot of things will be going on there with praying, teaching on prayer, and engaging the instrument of prayer for triumph and building capacity. Go over to Telegram and search for Prophetic Prayer Community, or you can just visit the link www.t.me/ prayer place, t.me/prayerplace. Be part of it. Share this prayer with somebody. Make sure you do. Spread the word. Send it as a blessing. Share it. Send it in. Send it to a group you belong to. Be a great blessing to somebody. And if someone has shared this with you, come on now. Share it also with others. You can also be listening to prayers every day, 24 hours daily, on our 24 hours radio, Empowerment Praying Radio. It's free. We have mobile app for it on all platforms. Just go to any platform, Android, iOS, that's the website, www.prayingradio.org. www.prayingradio.org. You can go to the App Store and just search for Empowerment Praying Radio. The Lord bless you. Till I come your way again on this same platform, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Have a wonderful, glorious week. I know you will have a testimony. God bless you.